Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, the podcast into having conversations with girls that inspire me. And today's guest is Kate. She is the owner and founder of Seventh House Media, which is an e-commerce marketing for social media. She has a long-standing history in the fashion industry as well, which we have in common. And then her TikTok handle is Holistic KV, and she does a lot of like really cool lifestyle and amazing tips for like healthy recipes. So welcome on, Kate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we were able to connect. So
yeah,
let's talk about, first of all, why don't you just tell the people a little bit about Seventh House Media and what you've been up to?
Yeah, definitely. So I started Seventh House in January 2022. Was always thinking about starting my own business for like a couple of years now. So basically, I am a brand manager for e-commerce brands and influencers in the fashion and wellness space. So I do everything from like all of their back end negotiating contracts, and then as well as social media and marketing. So it's kind of like the two worlds collide. I've worked in fashion forever. I've worked with influencers and I like have loved that business. So it's kind of like the inspiration behind the brand and like kind of what I wanted to do and like branch out. But yeah, it's been really great so far. I have about, three clients going, as of now, and then more in contract with the influencer side. So, more of like the management, brand management, reaching out to brands and just trying to get them connected with really great influencers in the space.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how has it been getting started? Because really, so you started January, yes. February, March, April, May. So you're 5 months into it.
Yes.
And I'm just curious how it has been for you, because I know how it's been on my journey of starting my own business. How has it been to start going from working full time and having that like structure to then like being your own boss now and basically having to structure your own day, your own schedule, pitch for new business, handle everything that you have to juggle as a business owner?
Totally. It's definitely been a learning curve, especially coming from 9 to 5 in corporate. Like it's totally two different things. So it's like, you really have to be disciplined and like you're wearing so many hats and you just kind of have to schedule your day like that. And then I think just like outsourcing things that like you just cannot do yourself has been really important. I have outsourced in, a little bit of admin work. And then I, hired a business coach. So she's helped me kind of do the building blocks in the beginning, which was like incredible for the business because kind of like doing it myself, I was running in circles. So that was really great, like launching point for me. But yeah, it is such a like, it's so different. And I wasn't ready for that. I thought, you know, I had it all figured out. And then I was like, it's definitely a learn as you go process for sure.
Yeah. It's really what I've found is having structure to my day was always really difficult for me. And I always ended up hiring people that were more organized than me to organize my day and structure my calendar and everything like that, because I'm more of like the creative, like kind of ADD all over the place kind of personality. Yeah. Like I feel like typically like the creative personalities kind of need to fly free a bit, but then like as an entrepreneur, it's kind of like that juxtaposition of like, I guess it's kind of like taming that inner chaos.
Yeah.
All the creative energy and like really getting focused, which for me is like one of the hardest things to do, is to stay on the train tracks, you know, and not get derailed by like pretty shiny things like flashing all around me, basically.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like you keep getting ideas and you're like, want to run with it, but you're like, okay, let me finish this first and like get this going. And then
that's where the discipline comes in.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Because it's like, okay, I can run over here, but then like you end up having 50 things that are completely undone and like
it's
more chaotic than it ever was, right?
Right.
So it's just, it's an interesting process. I was just curious to know how you're like managing that side of going from that.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten better at it too. So I think just consistency and time, just keep learning and like keep pushing it forward. So
yeah, that's just what it is. It's like, it's like forcing yourself to go back and again and again and again and do the same things that you know you should be doing. Right?
Yes.
It's like, I like to think of it as like kind of training a dog, like the same way that you would train like a puppy to sit and like stay. You're basically training your own self to like sit and finish, or like sit and focus, you know.
There's so many like really great like management apps now, or like websites, like Notion is really good. I know a lot of people like that one, or like Asana, things like that. So there is really great like resources out there nowadays too.
I need to take that notes.
Yeah,
because the more tools, the better, you know, for support. It's called Asana. And what was the other one?
Yes, and Notion. So that's really great for collaborating with like what I do with other businesses and brands and like creators, because everyone can be on like one platform. So you're not like sending emails back and forth like throughout the day. It's like everyone can see like what everyone's working on, kind of.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I think there was one that I was on at one point called Mondays or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a good one too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's amazing. It's any little tool that you can have that helps like kind of forecast a problem in the future is like golden, right?
Yeah. And really streamline the day. Cause I'll look up at like 4 o'clock. I'll be like, oh my God, like, I still have like 18 things to do. So
I know, but I feel like also like as an entrepreneur, it's like, I love doing that. Like I love getting lost in something like really productive.
Totally.
Like, oh my God, I've just spent 5 hours doing.
Like, yeah. Because you're like doing something that you really like every day, instead of like, you know, your 9 to 5, like you might've liked it. It was like rewarding, but then you were doing things on days where you're like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't what I want to be doing. So yeah, no, totally.
So I know you're in the fashion industry for like, was it like 10 years or something?
Yes. Almost. Yeah. 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's like a brutal, it's a brutal place to grow up, I would say.
It is.
Like, it's not, it's, you know, I feel like it's the most unglamorous, because I was on the design side. So I feel like it's like the most, the things that we did, and like, we would like, I'm a very much like sit on the floor, get my hands dirty kind of person. Yes. Like I'll like do layouts, and I'll do like, I love doing creative things with my hands always.
Right.
Even when I was like at a really high level of my career, I was still like getting down and dirty with the designers, and I was doing stuff all the time.
Right.
But I want to know, after going through all of that, like all of the kind of trials and tribulations and like difficult, like working in environments, what inspired you to start, the agency?
Yeah. I think really just being in the fashion world and just learning and gaining so much knowledge, it's so fast paced. And like, you really, it's like a sink or swim situation, and just like acquiring all of this knowledge and then figuring out like, what am I really good at and what do I really like? And that was really like the influencer marketing aspect of it. Towards the end of my career, I've been in buying forever. I started as a buyer, ended as a buyer. So it is. And it's funny that, you know, when you tell people you work in fashion or like in the fashion industry in New York, they're like, oh my gosh, wow, like that's so cool. But it is very different if you're not like in it. But yeah, I think just my time in New York, like my kind of like my brand identity is based on, you know, like who I was like when I first moved to New York, and like really like that girl who like really wanted to work in fashion. And then I got into it and I loved it. So, now I'm doing exactly like what I wanted to do and like what I'm really great at. So.
I know. Obviously this is so cliche, but like hindsight is 2020. Like,
yes,
we go through our experiences, the highs and the lows, you know, we figure out life and how things unfold. And then we can look back and be like, oh, wow, I learned this, this, and this over the course of that 3 years, even though I had no idea what I was doing or why I was doing it. And it's serving you now, right? I mean, the fast paced, juggling 50 million things, the high expectations,
yeah, like and all the vendor relationships. Stuff. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All like managing different personalities, like all of that stuff has prepared you for your moment now to build.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Because you need those experiences to kind of make it easier for you to navigate growth. As a business owner. So that's really cool. I know I spend a lot of time thinking about like all of the lessons, you know, so I can implement the learnings for moving forward.
Right. And I was lucky enough to kind of be like thrown into the deep end at like 22, 23, you know, handling like 30 plus accounts, you know, making really great relationships with vendors, which was really cool. You know, like negotiating. So I kind of took all of those skills and kind of put it into one agency. So,
yeah, I know it's kind of amazing that like, you know, it's the universe kind of like prepares us for what's to come.
It feels like that, for sure.
So in your journey, I'm sure like since you've worked in the fashion industry for as long as you have, and now that you have your own company, I wanted to know what, has there been a thing or things where you've felt in like your bones and in your blood, like where you felt like, Jesus, I just need, maybe I should quit and give up. And then what made you continue?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All the time. Like, I feel like even in my career in fashion, I was like, I just want to move back home. Like New York is it's tough. It's such a tough place to live. And like, but if you like love it, like that's like the energy just like kept pushing me forward. But yeah, I mean, I think every no I ever got was like the biggest blessing in disguise. It like led me to like all the places that like I really wanted to go. So like every no, I was like so thankful for. So it's like, you have to keep going, keep pushing if you really, really want something. And I think even if you hear no, like you got to keep going. And now, now that I've kind of built like a tough skin over the so many years, you know, there's always some, if someone tells you no, there's always a bigger, better opportunity sometimes. So, I think just like my business and like starting it, like, cause I was just talking about it for so long, even like before COVID and everything. And then just starting it kind of was like, made me like propel forward for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, when you've come from like kind of tough experiences in the past, you realize that like you couldn't get through, you're resilient, like you can get through other things.
Yeah, it's
like,
very persistent.
Different things.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember like, I don't know, I was at like a point in my entrepreneurial career where I was kind of like, I was getting a lot of pressure to kind of pivot or quit or, you know, stop the madness because it gets really, really tough. And I almost think it's the universe kind of testing to see how bad you want it. How badly do you want it? Will you go bankrupt? Will you sacrifice, you know, time with your friends and time with your family? And like, how badly do you want this? Like, and it really pushes you to the outer limits of what you knew possible. Right. So I just remember I was having the biggest fight with my husband, and I was, where I would normally just be like, I'll just do what I'll quit then. I'll just give up. But there, it was so bizarre because there was something in my head that reminded me of this Jay-Z quote where he said, somebody asked him like how he made it or how he, you know, kind of persevered because he had some serious challenges. I mean, he grew up in projects.
Right.
He's weathered a storm or two and he's wildly successful. But he said, the only thing I didn't do was I didn't give up.
Right.
And I literally remember that in the moment where like tears were streaming down my face and I just felt so beside myself. I just remember thinking, you just don't give up then.
Yeah,
definitely. That's the ticket. That's the magic. It's just literally not giving up.
Right.
So I feel like resilience to me is like one of the most beautiful qualities because it's like the pure essence of strength.
Totally. And I think just having like really great instincts and just like that gut feeling that like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is what I need to do. Even if, you know, fail 100 times and get up once, like having really great instincts, like as an entrepreneur is like really crucial, I feel like too. So yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Okay. So I wanted to ask you also, what do you do to grow and evolve? For instance, like, obviously like with your experiences, you have grown and you have evolved, but I'm wondering what you do intentionally to physically, mentally, and spiritually grow and evolve.
Yeah. I think like taking time for yourself is so important and it's so hard just because, I mean, how we were talking about, there's not enough hours in a day. But that was like such a crucial turning point for me. Like in 2021, I really focused on, I kind of like self-isolated, and really worked on like journaling, a lot of shadow work, and then just reading a lot of like books and self-help books and gratitude and doing more gratitude journaling. I think that was like pivotal because, I mean, as you know, in New York, it's go, go, go 24/7. But taking the time to really take time for yourself. And now I really do, I incorporate like a lot of yoga. As you know, I love to cook. So just doing kind of those things for me, like as personally has helped me in my business just to keep level headed and really be good within myself.
Yeah. Like it's all interconnected. It totally is because like, for instance, if you eat like shit,
right,
you're not going to have the energy and the stamina you need. Like it all works together. Like the whole, like mind, body, spirit thing, you have to keep each element
thing going
strong and you have to practice and exercise all of it
in order to
make progress in life, period.
Right. So important.
I know. That's why I was so drawn to your TikTok. Like that's how I met Kate actually was on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because I could tell you had an eye for, you have like an aesthetic that I was drawn to.
Okay.
So, and then like the recipes and everything, I was just like, I just got really interested in it and I was, you know, excited to like reach out and meet you.
Okay. Well, that makes me happy. Cause like they're such short videos, but they take like so long to kind of like come together. So I'm glad I can. TikTok's been great. It's a really fun little like creative outlet. So,
and you can see how much love you put into the video.
Oh, good, good.
I know. Cause I create some and I'm always like, I'm always telling my assistant, I'm like, is this a quick one? Like she makes me do
like, how long is this one gonna take? I know.
She asked me to do all of these like trending TikToks and I'm like, all right, just give like throw me a few that are like quick
that are easy. Yeah. I know. It's funny to watch my like kind of first couple ones back in like 2020. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even know how this app turned on. Like it's such a funny little thing, but it's been great for my holistic KV Instagram. I've gotten a lot of, you know, some paid opportunities. And then it's just like fun. So it's been good.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, my whole New Year's resolution this year, and I usually don't even do them to be perfectly
honest,
but this year I was kind of like, I'll do one cause it's important.
Right.
And it was to meet as many cool new people as possible, which was part of how I met you because I just started like looking and it was with no real, I didn't have any like objective or anything. I was literally like, I want to meet people. that I enjoy something, like something right. is drawn to me about them and just start a conversation.
Yeah. So, and I love that. Yeah.
That's yeah. great. And then I just thought it was funny that we both had so much experience in the fashion industry too.
Right. I know. I love that.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's like the best thing ever. Cause especially after being cooped up with the pandemic and everything, I was really like, I just need to like get out there and meet as many people as possible. And it's so easy to do on social media,
you know, 100%. I feel like that's a good one. That's a good obtainable, like fun New Year's resolution for sure.
Yeah, I know. And it just makes you happy.
Yeah.
I love learning new things and talking to people and having different perspectives on.
You never know, like, life. Who they know, like, you know, what they're connected to or, you know, so.
Yeah. It's fun. For sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to know, like on it, just to wrap it up, I wanted to know a few goals, like give me three goals for your business for the balance of the year this year. Three goals.
Yeah. So we're wrapping up almost into Q2. I definitely want to bring on more influencers and management. I think like that space, you know, it's very controversial right now. Like, you know, everyone's an influencer, so no one's an influencer. But now there's this really cool kind of thing that's always, I'm sure you've heard of in the fashion world that like no one ever knew existed, which is like user generated content. So UGC creators, I kind of want to bring on more of them because they're just so valuable to brands right now. And, you know, big brands are willing to, you know, pay for user-generated content. I know multiple brands that I've worked for in the past, we always needed more of that kind of content because that is what the audience relates to the most. You know, it's not like back in 2012 when like there was only like 10 influencers. So that space is definitely changing. So kind of leaning more into the user-generated creator space. So I'm hopefully to manage, I manage two right now. So hopefully maybe bring on two more. And then I think just kind of building my name around my community here in Tampa. I really want to get my name out, you know, maybe in some kind of like editorial. And so people can see, and start doing more like events since, you know, things are finally, we can kind of do events again, more influencer events, and then connecting my clients either in like the wellness space or the hospitality space with influencers. So creating more events. And then I think just keep chugging along and hitting quarterly goals. So I have definitely like revenue goals that I would love to hit by the end of the year. So yeah, I think those three are hopefully I will be celebrating on January 1st, 2023. So
I know it's nice to like chunk it out into quarters because it just makes a huge task seem definitely more manageable.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a little bit of like the 9-to-5 world of viewing things, but it's helped me kind of manage, you know, smaller goals to bigger goals. So.
Yeah, I know. And then as you hit the smaller ones, it kind of builds momentum to hit the big one.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Kate, thank you so much for, thank you so much for hopping on. Everybody go see Kate on TikTok. It's Holistic KV.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing, fun content. Check out if you need any support with e-com marketing and social media, you can hit her up about the Seventh House Media, which is her new company. And best of luck to you and future success. Keep it up. All of these things that we go through only make us stronger and better. And I'm wishing you tons of success on your new company.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. You as well. This has been great.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.